Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
welcome to Strange Surrounding Secret Universe. I have a great guest tonight. She's the author of The Oneness Blessing. Here's, without further ado, here's Paula Rosenfield. Good evening.
Hi there.
Paula.
Good evening.
How's your night?
Very good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I haven't received your book yet, but I've been looking up on it, and it looks amazing. And I definitely wanted, that's why I wanted to bring you on and discuss it. So before, let's start at, please tell us a little bit about yourself, Paula.
Well, I've been working in the field of energy healing for, more than two decades. So it's been a long time. I am a shamanic healer. I am a oneness, certified oneness trainer, and I teach meditation and have done a number of different modalities through the years to try and help people expand their consciousness and to clear the blocks and the things that hold all of us back from being in our highest potential.
Well, I think we definitely people need that in their life, because I've always said that people try to abandon their goals before they even start them, you know. And I think it's really important to make goals happen and make your dreams and ambitions happen in life. But go ahead, please.
Well, yes, and what I discovered when the oneness phenomenon found me. Because that's usually how it works. It finds people. But the oneness phenomenon explains why that is so, why we hold ourselves back, and it's really due to our conditioning. So maybe it would be helpful first if I just backtrack a little and explain what the oneness blessing is.
Let's do it.
Okay. So the oneness blessing, and it's also called Diksha, that's D-E-E-K-S-H-A. It comes from India. It's actually an ancient transmission of energy that historically passed from a master to a student in India after the student had maybe studied for 40 years. And then they would get one Diksha, one oneness blessing. So what happened beginning in the 1980s is through the work of a married couple who are known as Sri Amma and Sri Bhagavan in southern India, the oneness blessing came through them and, in fact, showed up naturally in their son when he was in a school that they had founded in India in the mid-1980s. And their son, named Krishnaji, went to his father, Sri Bhagavan, and said, you know, I've seen this golden ball, this beautiful golden light. And his father said, can you pass it on to anyone? And as it turned out, Krishnaji could. And soon all the students in their school were passing a energy transmission to each other. They were passing this golden light. And so while this has been a tradition through, you know, countless generations in India, it's got its latest manifestation through this source, through Amma and Bhagavan and Krishnaji. So what this energy transmission does is to awaken consciousness. Now, I imagine a lot of people know what Reiki is. So when I use the word energy transmission, it may not be at all unfamiliar to people because Reiki is an energy transmission. And in fact, it's gotten pretty mainstream in terms of a healing modality. I know it's done, I'm in Chicago, and it's done at some of the hospitals now, and it's used to treat people with cancer and other grave illnesses. What makes the oneness blessing different from Reiki is that the oneness blessing is specifically engineered, if you will, to shift the function of the brain, to open up the frontal lobe of the brain and to quiet the parietal lobes of the brain and create a perception shift. And what the shift is it's the awakening of consciousness. It's the awakening of the inherent oneness that connects us all. Is this making sense?
Oh, yeah. It's very, really opened my eyes. So you were saying that this is being used in the hospitals now. Now, this is with cancer patients and terminally ill people, or is it down to...
Reiki is not the oneness blessing. The oneness blessing is still too new to be mainstream at this point. But yes, Reiki has become more mainstream. The oneness blessing is...
I was talking about... you said it was Diksha, pronounced that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also called
now,
the oneness blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also the oneness blessing. How can this be used in everyday life?
Good question. It turns out it's extremely practical, and it opens up the consciousness of each individual who receives it to really be much more present to what's happening now, to what's called in the oneness blessing terms, the what is. The what is even more fantastic than anything that happens in other realms. We just don't know that. We don't know that it's available to us right here on Earth. And it just takes a change in perception to really expand everything in the present moment and everything that we need. This divine spark, if you will, or the higher intelligence, the universal creativity, that's all existing for us, for all of us. The oneness blessing just opens up your perception so that you can see it. So practically speaking, what happens is it sort of slows down that automatic function of the brain, you know, where you're in high stress mode or you're making assumptions, you're getting triggered. It slows all that down and gives you a little more time to witness yourself, to become self-aware and see that a lot of what we do is generated from the conditioning of our mind. And so the mind, you know, the mind, also called the ego, is what really most of Western life is dominated by. Life here in the States, in the Western world, we're an ego-driven nation. It wasn't always so, yeah. So what this is, it's actually been predicted by many great masters and traditions that we would be opening into this new age, this new golden age. I'm sure many of your listeners have, we're very well familiar with the Mayan predictions and the way the Mayan calendar ended abruptly in 2012.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was the same time in the Indian tradition, the Vedic traditions, when an age came to an end. So there it was in the Mayan tradition, in the Vedic tradition, in other traditions, there was this long time coming new age where people would have a shift in consciousness. And from my experience and just speaking from what I have seen, it's happening. I think many people are actually speaking about it now. In fact, all over the world, people are speaking that we are in an age of awakening.
I agree. I totally agree with you, Paula. It seems like there is, and it's like something that's been needed for a long time. That, you know, with so much war and so much hatred and just, you know, negative thinking. And I think that this one, this blessing really, you know, neutralizes the negative thinking.
Exactly. That is really what it does. It illuminates thinking so you can see where you're thinking negatively. It slows you down enough so that, you know, so many of us, I mean, this is just the human condition. We get excited about an idea, for instance, and then we hear this little voice that says, oh, you can't do that, you know, or who do you think you are, or, you know, that's not the way we do it in our family. That's the conditioning that we're all subject to. And it comes from our ancestors, you know, our parents, our ancestors, our schooling. Yeah, our country cultures.
Yeah, true. That's great, because that's where we, you know, we have been spoon-fed all these ideas, such as religion, of what's, you know, politically correct, of what's really right in this world. We're basically, you know, it's conditioning, and a lot of times it's brainwashing. And, you know, for our listeners tonight, Paula, give us some advice of how we can start right now from this one.
Well, one thing that's very unique about the Oneness Blessing is that you can access it from your computer. You don't have to go to an in-person event, because the Oneness Blessing is normally transmitted via person to person, the way it was originally came into being. The Oneness Blessing givers, who are specially initiated, specially trained people, pass this energy transmission through the palms of their hands. So they put their hands on the recipient's head. And it generally lasts a very short time, maybe less than a minute. And an energy will pass through the blessing giver to the recipient. And in that time, there is a little brain shift. There's a brain shift that allows you to relax, to feel less stress, to feel elevated, like your kundalini. You know, that's an Indian term, Vedic term.
Oh, my God. I've been talking about kundalini so much on this show, Paula.
Really?
I'm so glad you mentioned it. Yeah. I think I mentioned it like a couple weeks ago, but I've mentioned it many times before on my program, you know, and it's something, it's, you know, I'm all about trying to tap into our natural energy, you know. It's I've usually talked about UFOs and stuff like that, and you know, cryptozoology, but I've been getting into the spiritual realm and just opening my mind to all this different stuff, and it is just mind-blowing whenever you just let go and focus on something else, something different. You know, and I think, too, Paula, is whenever we learn something new, and you know, especially stuff that is, very enlightening, that we have to take everything that we was conditioned and brainwashed and toss it out the window. And it's kind of like we're being reborn again.
Beautifully said. Yes, absolutely. And, yes, so the Oneness Blessing actually is a kundalini razor. It height, it brings the kundalini up from the first chakra, and awakening actually is, by tradition, thought to be when the kundalini rises all the way to the top of the head. So from the base of the spine, it moves up through all the chakras to the top of the head, and when it opens that crown chakra, there is a shift, and you are connected to all that is in a big way, and they call that awakening. It's also, you know, awakening is the beginning of the continuum that leads to enlightenment. Awakening actually has a momentum of its own. So when people go and get numerous oneness blessings, the effect is cumulative. And at some point, your kundalini raises enough and you can become permanently awakened. Once your brain makes that permanent shift, which is the same kind of shift that people get temporarily from meditation and meditational activities like yoga, which raises kundalini, or listening to drumming raises kundalini. Listening to music can raise your kundalini.
Oh, like hand drums and stuff like that. I love that. Hand drums and now, now we're talking about now. We talk about releasing energy, you know, such as in, you know, encounters in the sexual nature. Now, does one spirit blessing have anything to, you know, to do with your partner? Could it be with energy transferring each other, you know, or?
Well, you could do it with your partner, but it's not a sexual thing. It's more of a consciousness shifter. It works on the way you perceive. So getting back to one of your first questions, how is this used practically speaking? It really can improve relationships in a big, big way. Because so often what happens with the people we're close to, our parents, our family, our partners, we react to them. So even if you know, we love them, they may say something, and then pretty soon we're in some trigger. They said something that got us going, and then we get say something that gets them going. Familiar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know all about it.
Right. And what it does, we all do, because that's how we've been having relationships. And that's why, you know, so many of them are full of conflict. What the oneness blessing does, number one, it puts a big emphasis on relationships, at least the teachings of the oneness blessing. Let's put it that way. The oneness blessing, when you receive it, lifts all your vibration, lifts your energy, slows down the reactive part of your thinking. So when someone says something to you and you're awakened, you may feel like you might feel that trigger, but it'll feel like energy, and it slows down your impulse to just throw out something to get back at them. You know,
I'm bad at that. I'm bad at saying stuff. You know, they try to say it's that 5 seconds of thinking. You know, I've had to indoctrinate that. But is that 5 seconds of thinking, or you know, that process before you open your mouth? Is that the one that's blessing?
Well, yeah. That's what the oneness blessing can help with, totally. It slows down that automatic reaction. That's the same automatic reaction that gets people in trouble with addictive substances. For instance, you know, you come home from work and all you want to do is have a drink or something like that. You know, or you see a box of chocolate and you want to eat the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
There are many people that have found as they get into receiving numerous oneness blessings, their addictive cravings just fall away. Because you have time to think, you're not in compulsive mode. You see the chocolate, but you think, is that really what I want to do right now? Or you know, do I really want to have a drink? It doesn't mean you can't. Maybe you really do. That's fine. but it gives you the space. So the oneness blessing and the space it gives you has many practical applications in that way. It also, pardon me?
Oh, no, go ahead.
So I just also wanted to circle back to your question, what can people do now? So I can give you a couple websites, give the listeners some websites to check out. And, of course, when my book comes out April 20th, it'll be in bookstores. Actually, it's available for pre-order now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But there's listings of these sources where you could actually just tune in online to people who are called oneness meditators, who are able to give the oneness blessing through their eyes, through their gaze. And people all over the world are initiated to do this. There's not a huge amount, but there's a certain couple hundred throughout the globe who broadcast sessions where you can just tune in online and see through their eyes. You can receive some of this energy. And because it's cumulative, the more you do, the more the effect will be seen in your life. Some people just go to like one oneness blessing evening and awaken, or see a one oneness meditator and they awaken. That's more the rarity, but it can happen too. So,
that's awesome. This is amazing. I love, what we were talking about earlier, about people, it's that impulse feeling that someone says, hey, I think I need something. It's just like, it could be substance abuse, but it could be down to stimulants like coffee or in addition to food or, anything. And so what's crazy is, especially like cigarettes or something like that, it's a mind over matter. And, because we're so focused on stuff, whenever we have our minds made on something, it's that way or nothing, and we're not going to be happy until we get it. And I think that this one is blessing. It's not only does it give us that extra time to process to say, well, hey, maybe this, I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should maybe start writing a book today or something productive to conquer their dreams.
Exactly. One of the chapters in the book is about addiction and cravings. And so I interviewed a gentleman who's actually certified addiction specialist. And he's also a oneness blessing giver and trainer. And so in the book, there is actually a scientific explanation that basically is extremely similar to what you said. The oneness blessing breaks up that focus. It actually, because the changes occur in the brain and they're able to study and document this cravings and impulses, how that looks scientifically in the brain, they've found that if they interrupt that impulse or the focus, then a different choice can get made. So I found that fascinating to talk with him, and because in that sense, science and spirituality are actually coming together more so than ever.
And who's to say, though, if people have a better understanding than this, then we, people might not need a bunch of psychotropics and think that they need something to get off something else, Like a lot of people use, if they're on drugs, but they're given methadone or Suboxone or something like that, and which I think it's trading apples for oranges. It's not getting you away, your mind away from what's really important. It's staying, and I just think, because we live in this country and there's a lot of people that puts illegal substances before their own lives. And if we can touch anybody's, bring that message and touch anybody's hearts to say, hey, there's more to life than that. And, it's just really powerful. I think what you're doing here is really powerful.
It's a huge gift to humanity. I honestly think that. And in terms of like the teachings that have come through with the Oneness Blessing, what I really love is that it gives each person the absolutely individual right to have their own path. There, you know, this is not a religion. There's no dogma with it. There's no rules. The Oneness Blessing itself, or Diksha, as it's called, is non-denominational. It's just an energy transmission. So if you are religious, it might make you more religious. If you're an atheist, it doesn't matter. There's nothing required of you except the encouragement to find your own path. And so what it does on a very beautiful, deep level, when we unhook from the mind, when the mind is quieted, what happens is the heart flowers. So you start listening to your heart. You begin to have this new connection to that infinite part of you, that essential, authentic, energetic part of you that we all share. But it's different for each person. It will express differently, just like you have a certain gift and someone else has a different gift. So when you start listening to this authentic essence, it affects everything in your life. It affects your career. It affects your connection to other people and relationships. It affects your prosperity. You begin to get in the flow of life when your mind is not running the show. So,
it's not pretty much you put the ego and all the BS in the backseat and you're able to let your mind and natural. Now, okay, you're talking about transferring energy. Is there any thought transmission or any kind of telekinesis or anything like that that could be involved? Like say, for instance, when you're meditating, and that we can maybe not only transform energy but have a conversation without even speaking.
Well, the Oneness Blessing itself does not do that. But what they've seen and what they say is that if you already have that ability, like say you're a person who's naturally psychic, you might become even more psychic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's no way of predicting it because it's really your process. Whatever
and everyone
evolved,
to their own, you know, everyone to their own, because you said it was different. So, you know, mine would be totally different from yours to totally different to somebody else. And that's really,
right.
That really makes a lot of sense.
I could just give an example from my life in that I became awakened actually at Oneness University in India, because there is the option to take courses there. And the course, I studied there for a month, and at the end of the month, they determined that my brain had permanently shifted. So I became awakened. And I came home from India, and I just picked up on my life initially. But it was not too far after that that the opportunity to write this book just fell in my lap. Now, I'd always had, like a secret, you know, desire to write. I was an English major in college, but I never had any confidence to write in any, you know, commercial kind of way or any public kind of way. And then
was this the breakthrough that you needed, Paula? Was this the breakthrough? Was this what you need to be able to conquer your goal? Man, that's amazing.
It fell in my lap. And that's what I see in the people who awaken, that opportunities just open to them. Like if you're carrying a passion or a dream, what happens is when the mind can't interfere with that, you're living your passion, you attract to you the situations, the people, the circumstances that help you move into greater fulfillment of that passion. Seeing that in many, many people, yeah.
awesome.
What a gift.
Oh, that really is.
Yeah.
It is. I think I can learn a lot from this because there's just so much that a person, doors that can open up for a person, you know, because there's people out here that's probably on their last leg of life. And if they can listen to this and have it help their life, then I think our job's been pretty good for the day, you know?
I really hope
so. I'm all about that, Paul, is helping people. That's why I created this show. I want things to be, I want us to see where we're going in our mind, you know, where we've been, where we're going, or where we're at now, and where we're going into the future. And I think it's very important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And so the teaching is that as each one of us changes and as each one of us transforms, therefore the world will transform. And, you know, this is not new. We've been saying that since, I don't know, the 60s. there's been a knowing that peace starts within. So as each person comes into balance and into peace within themselves and with their parents and their family and their significant others, their kids, as each person creates that beautiful life for themselves through this, then the world will be transformed. You know, how could you commit violence against someone else when things are that good in your world? What, you know, there's no need.
Yeah. Or if we're thinking negative thoughts because there's a lot of people always think the worst of everything. And I really think that the oneness blessing could break that cycle for a lot of people. I really do, Paula.
And it has. And it is. Yes. It is. It's breaking the cycle for many, many. Actually, this is a global phenomenon. The U.S. is one of the last to catch on to it. I'll be honest. It's surprising to me. But this is very popular in Asia, China, Japan, Europe, Africa, South America, Canada, U.S., because we're so westernized, because we're so ego-based, that we're a little bit of a tougher audience here. But in at Oneness University, where I was, there are always people from all over the world. Many, many countries are experiencing change and are very big supporters of the Oneness Blessing. So this it's very exciting to be involved in introducing it in a bigger way, hopefully.
I think we've touched a lot of Oh, well, I think that you're onto something great here, and you've touched, you know, my mind of everything that the extra in this world that nobody knows about. And, you know, sometimes you've got to find your own answers, and then sometimes it's right under your nose.
That's it. And that's the thing about awakening. It makes the ordinary really extraordinary. I mean, if you think about it,
better than that.
I know, to have love in your life, to have a career where you're happy, then it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's just that you're happy doing it. You know, it's that you have respect for the land, you know, for nature, that you look at someone and you don't see their race and you don't see, you know, whether they're a man or a woman, you see the spirit that's the true essence of each one of us.
And that's, that's so powerful because a lot of people choose to judge people by their imperfections. And if a person would just take 5 minutes to get to know that person, that could be their best friend.
Yes, you're right. You're right. So when one begins to shift and live from their heart and not their mind, this kind of connection just happens naturally. It's just because it's an energetic thing. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Paula. Now you have a do you have a place here in Chicago where you do classes or anything like that? Please tell my audience about. We're running out of time, but I've just had such a great time. I wish I had a 2-hour show whenever I have guests like you.
Thank you. Yes, in Chicago, in the city proper, there's a place called Bodhi Spiritual Center, and every Friday night, the Oneness Blessing is held. There's other places in Chicago, and so I would suggest looking on meetup.com, the Oneness Blessing. You know, go to meetup.com, and there's listings of it because it's happening in the suburbs, the northern suburbs, the western suburbs, downtown. So, yeah, we're blessed in the Chicago area to have a very strong community. If you're listening and you're not in Chicago, go to the website of Oneness University, which is www.oneness.org, and there are links to finding Oneness Blessing in your own community. You could also go I'll give you one more website, www.worldonenesscommunity.com. That's www.worldonenesscommunity.com. And there's listings all over the world, other countries, you know, ways to find oneness meditators online. It's all there for us. Everything's in place, and it's free. You know, many, many places will take a donation just to fund the room and stuff, but the oneness, there is no charge for this.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, since I'm here in Chicago, I definitely want to come check it out, Paula. I really do. You know, and it seems like that I've known this before, but I just didn't know what it was. And you know, it's just like you've opened a lot of, well, filled in the gap, so to speak, in my mind about things. And, you know, that's the gift about life. We learn from each other, and it's just beautiful. Wow. It really is.
Do we have time for a one-minute transmission of the Oneness Blessing? Because I could do it intentionally.
Yes, we got a minute. Yes, let's do that.
Would you like me to do that?
I would be good to do that.
All right. So I would just ask everyone listening to close their eyes, and even if you listen to this as it on tape later or recorded, it is still be active. That's my intention that I'm putting it into it. So just whether you're listening to the recording or listening live, close your eyes and just be prepared to receive. Expect nothing. Just relax. The essence of oneness in you will take this energy and use it as it will. All right. So I'm going to be silent now for about a minute. Thank you.
Paula, thank you for everything. And I appreciate you coming on the program tonight. And I look forward to meeting you here in Chicago and learning more from you. And I'm just glad there are great people like you in this world.
Oh, thanks so much, Lauren. Thanks for having me on the show.
And I look forward to bringing you on sometime. And I can't wait to read your new book. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good night.
Good night, Paula. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. The one is blessing. I think we all can learn from something from that. Until next week, Strange Surroundings, Secret Universe.
Stop sticking cold, we arrive and then